Talk about song selection. How do you go about picking the songs you're going to play for the different types of gigs?
Okay. Fortunately, we got a singer now. His name's Chris Broussard, and he's been working with us for a few years. And he, him and Dave Starnes are our main two singers. And these two combined, I swear they must know over 3,000 songs. It's amazing.
Wow.
I'm literally being honest, over 3,000 songs when you combine both of those guys' song lists. So fortunately, a lot of times we go out there and just take requests, you know. That's our name, you know, Bergen Fries Band, covering all decades, and we take requests. So a lot of times we can nail 90% of the requests they make. So that's fun, you know. You don't never have to worry about a song list, and you're always pleasing the crowd on what they want to hear. And then you get good tips, man, when you can fulfill a request. They love to tip you, you know.
So you never put together a set list, you just go out and play and just let people dictate what you're going to play?
Yeah. Took many years to get there, but yeah, we know that many songs, and it's just we roll with it. Yeah.
Have you ever run into where nobody has a request and you gotta just like pick something?
Yeah, and that's when it gets hard. We
That's
all
funny.
know so many songs. We're like, okay, now what? But it's much funner when somebody's requesting and tipping us. It's just makes the party roll, you know, and makes the night go a lot faster, you know,
Yeah, I would imagine
and
so.
funner and a lot funner.
Right. It's almost like at Pat O's with the piano bar, where
Right,
they almost entirely request over there.
they have come up with that idea first a long time ago, and I've tried to follow that idea because it's a great idea.
And that generally works most of the time, huh?
It does, yeah.
That's really interesting, because most bands would not take that approach. They would be scared to, because to be like.
You gotta have that ammunition, you know. If you don't, you can't really throw it out there that you're taking requests all night, you know.
Yeah, because some bands don't take requests at all.
Right.
You know, in fact, they just like, no, it's our show and we're going to dictate what it is. And
Right.
that's a really interesting approach. And that's something that I think a lot of people can learn something from.
Yeah, we're lucky that we know that many songs, and I suggest that to everyone, you know, the more songs you know, the better off when you're doing covers, you know.
I preach that all the time.
Yeah.
You can never know enough songs.
Yeah.
I mean, you just.
That's what impressed me about you. You came in on the fly and you knew most of our material, and that's why we kept rolling with the shows, man.
Yeah. And I mean, for me as a player, I'm constantly learning new songs. And I want to, because it's
Right.
fun. And I love taking requests. And I love learning something on stage. Like, the way I see it, the way it's happened with me is like if somebody requests something and at least one person in the band knows it, that plays an instrument, the guitar player or the bass player or keyboard player knows what key it's in. And if I've heard it, I can usually figure it out.
Right.
You know, usually. I may not play it perfect,
But that's the good thing about a lot of these musicians that play a lot of covers. They have a credible ear for music to pick it up on the fly and roll with it and keep the party going, you know?
Now you mentioned about your page, and I've seen this, and it was puzzled me. But tell me your strategy with this, because I don't necessarily agree with it.
Okay.
But tell me your strategy. So the name of your page is Burger and Fries. Band taking.
Well, I say Bergen Fries Band, you know, LLC BNF, because that's our LLC
Right.
name. BNF stands for Burger and Fries. And then I just abbreviate taking requests covering all decades. So I want everybody to know if they hire us, we could do that for them.
So, I mean, that's the name of your page, you know, that whole long thing.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's too much.
It is, it can be, but
But has it worked for you or?
it's working fine. I mean, I agree with probably most people have a short name and just get the point across, but that's my whole deal. I want people to know that we're gonna take requests and cover all decades, so that's my main thing. I want them to know that we're covering all decades and doing 3,000 songs or more, you know.
Is it? I mean, does it help because it's in the title, or could you just put that in the bio of the thing? Or I mean, because if you just had your name as Burger and Fries, then I could see people
Right.
who don't know who you are seeing it as like not even like we said before, not even realizing it's a band. Just
Right.
so the fact that you put, you know, all that information in the title, I could see how that would benefit you because now you're describing it right there, you
Right.
know, right as soon as people see it. You know, I think it's better to have a shorter name, but
I'm not. I think it's better to have a shorter name if it's something that people can identify right off the bat. But with this, I want people to just, because I see how people scroll through websites and through social media, and they just read the first sentence and they move on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my thing. I want to catch them with one sentence and that's it. That's, I know, smart. The attention span these days for most people with social media has gotten tremendously shortened down to almost zero. People are just so preoccupied, and it's just so much multitasking.
Right.
It's just incredible that, you know, people, they don't even check everything out. They don't scroll down to even find out anything else about it. So I try to just hit them hard with that one line, the whole sentence right there.
That's smart. I mean, it's...
You know, that's my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking the approach of the objective point of view, what people see, and that's smart. But do you use this page to market yourself, or how much of the online marketing do you do?
Yeah, I mean...
Social media stuff.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram is tremendous for us. We got a lot of jobs. So many,
really?
So many messages come through that page, and we get hired instantly through that page. We got all our videos there, all our pictures. We post all our gigs every week. We post everything we do every week so people can see that we're staying busy and we're legit, you know?
Yeah. Do you get a lot of interaction on there too?
Like, yeah, yeah.
You get people commenting and liking and sharing and all that shit.
They always comment and like it, and definitely send us messages when they want to hire us. That's a big thing.
That's great. Well, I mean, it's definitely proven by the fact that you're working all the
exactly,
time.
Exactly, exactly. You know,
the fact that it's proven to work.
We get more than 50% of our jobs through Facebook now. And
that's awesome. Now, what would you say to somebody who didn't know you or didn't know your band or anything, what would you say that sets your band apart from other bands?
I think we have just a good option of going there with three guys and doing so many songs with just three of us, you know, with either Chris or David. If we bring one of those guys, they're both our guitar players, and we kind of alternate them, and each one of them knows so many songs. I think we do a lot of damage just with three right. people on stage. I think people are like, you know, surprised how many songs we could actually cover with just three of us, you know? So, with that said, when you could do that many songs with three people, you can get so many more jobs too at a lower budget, you know?
Right. That
you
makes
don't,
sense.
You yeah. don't have to charge that top dollar to pay a 6-piece band. You could pretty much cut that in half and we still make the same amount of money with just three of us, you know?
That's smart.
But the thing I have to do is keep everybody happy, and that's my good thing about doing this is I rotate everybody and keep a balance. You know, I do my best to keep a balance so everybody stays busy and makes plenty of money with all the other members involved, you know?
Right. That's smart. So for the whole Cover Band Central community, what else would you like people to know about you and Burger and Fries?
Burger and Fries. I guess we're lucky to be in New Orleans, and it's a great place to have a cover band, New Orleans. Wow, it's incredible how much work we've gotten here. And I've talked about moving away so many times because I've lived here my whole life, and I just want to experience other cities and live in other places. But as far as, you know, for the love of music, I cannot pick up and go. I mean, my heart and soul is here because of the music scene and people I grew up with, like Rolo. I've been playing music with Rolo since I was 13. Right. So it's almost like it's a long-term relationship with music with him. It's hard to just cut that off, you know?
Right. Like family.
It's like family. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm here for the long run in New Orleans, you know, as long as I can stay healthy and play music, you know? And thanks to Cover Band Central for promoting cover bands, because, you know, I never thought cover bands would make money. This type of money, you know, and you could actually make a living doing covers, you know, if you do it right.
Yes, sir. I agree. All right. Thank you, brother.
That was a good one. That was pretty long, huh?